You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan, coming in via the Skype.
Yeah, happy 2017, y'all.
Yeah, for real. Happy New Year's to everybody. Hope y'all were safe and enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. Had fun parties, you know, didn't overdo it, but said goodbye to 2016, and, you know, everybody trying, you know, everybody focus on starting the new year right. That's going to be the year.
Well, Mariah Carey didn't help situations.
Oh, wow. Just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, I had to see the clip of that. I was like, okay.
She was like, whatever.
Whatever, I'll do what I want.
Basically.
That's her. Like, oh, yeah. I'm going to just be here. Like, then you ain't going to fake it. Then I'm watching. It's like, wait a minute. Even the high notes is fake? Damn. Like, I know you old, but shit.
Yep.
You know, like, oh, it's another song. Oh. All right. Well, you like, I got paid.
He's like, let the crowd sing it. Y'all can sing it. Y'all know the words.
God, that was funny.
There he is.
Yeah, she said it all. So we in this 2017. Everybody focuses. Playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we happy as hell.
Damn Skippy.
You know, I know some of the listeners wish their team was in the playoffs, but, you know, we're going to get into the, you know, the playoff matchups how week 17 ended.
Yeah. At least we ended it on a high note.
Yeah. Nope. Everybody enjoyed the bowl games.
Oh, yeah.
Folk out here did. That was a great game.
Oh, that game was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, this rematch is good. That's coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got that. You know, we'll be talking some NBA. You know, we got Noyce Awards and what the fuck moments to do 5 minutes with Grandpa. And we will be doing the ABC Challenge since we forgot last week.
I know. We got called out on it, so.
I know. We forgot even when I was like, oh, shit, we didn't do the ABC Challenge. All right, we slipping. You know, we back at it. So, you know, if you want to talk some sports with us, want to send in feedback, just your thoughts on the sports world or anything like that, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. Follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. And you check us out at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you. Holla!
That's right. All right, we get to some feedback that we got.
All right.
All right, let me get a voicemail, a couple emails, and the voicemail, a New Year's Eve special from the homie Kmart.
All right, what up, Kmart?
Rude boy, man, what is up with your Ohio State Fuckeyes, dog? Oh shoot, I love it, man. They get beat down with the bright lights on, man. This is the tournament, man. Can y'all at least score? And man, right now, man, y'all started getting ran on right now. 24-0. Ohio State still sucks. Oh shoot, what up, brothers? It's your boy Kmart, of course, man. Just want to give you guys like a New Year's Eve call, man. Hope everybody's safe. Hope everybody's doing well out there, man. Don't party too hard, man. And if you get drunk, man, get a designated driver. Just want to chat about some things real quick. Yeah, Rude Boy, yeah, you can say Michigan lost to Florida State, but you know what? It wasn't the big show, buddy. In other games, I was watching. Really, the only reason why I was watching Bama and Washington State was just to watch my neighbor's son, her grandson, Sidney Jones Jr., play for Washington State. I remember when he was younger, I used to see him around the block a lot. So he's supposed to be going like around the mid first round. So hey, hats off to that young man. Hope he does well. Man, fellas, did y'all see what the hell happened to Ronda Rousey? Damn, I swear, man, when she was hung up on those ropes for that split second, I saw her soul leave her body. God dang. Man, it's funny because, like, man, like, only you saw, like, at first, like, her head just going back, like, just going back and forth, just like with the jab. Mess is crazy, but oh shoot. But lastly, really just want to talk about if you guys haven't seen it, go see Fences. That's a pretty doggone good movie right there. Sir. Very good. It's with a very deep meaning. So I think anybody, like any parent, should definitely go see it. I mean, I know Rude Boy BTG, Chris, I mean, I know Jonathan, I know you're about to be one, so now I feel everybody should go see that movie. It's really good. But that's it, fellas. I'll probably hit you guys up probably tomorrow after the late games. But anyway, like I said, be safe out there. Have a happy new year. Let's just keep it pushing, man, and get on to this 2017 and do great things. So I'll catch up with you guys later. Peace out.
All right, man.
Appreciate that, sir.
Sounds like you was having a nice time.
Absolutely. I just got to correct you on one thing. It was Alabama versus Washington, not Washington State.
Yeah, Washington State got there. I'd be like, damn. Word?
But yeah. Hey, shout out to that kid, Cindy Jones, man. Yeah, cornerback for Washington. Supposed to go in the mid-first round. They said that kid's a beast, man. So we'll see if he can hold up in the league.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna get into this. I know he's got one for playoff time, so I'll let him start. I'll read this one to jump into this football talk.
All right.
It's playoff time. What up, brothers? Want to chime in on what happened this last weekend's NFL games. AFC East, Patriots doing Patriots thing, getting the number one seed and a bye. Nothing more to see here.
Yep.
AFC North, Steelers survived that gauntlet without Big Ben and Bell at times during the season. I had them going to the Super Bowl this year, so one half of my predictions is alive. AFC South, Texans won that snooze fest, not expecting them to do much of anything in the playoffs. AFC West, arguably one of the top divisions in the league, Andy Reid once again selling himself up for a nice playoff run. And now, Oakland, nothing more needs to be said about train wreck, even though I think they'll beat Houston, but that's not saying too much. Matt McGloin, I think, beat Houston after Al Davis passed a few years ago. But with him going down, it might be up to Connor Cook to step it up. It sucks to hear about the news of Coach Kubiak, but hey, health is first and foremost. I think Sean Payton will be a solid addition as head coach. And out of all the available jobs, the Broncos is probably the most intriguing, especially with Tony Romo possibly being available.
No.
Yeah, we're going to JD just fix that old line, someone who can get the ball to Thomas and Sanders, and they'll be all right. NFC East, Dallas won the East, but I'll wait till the inevitable collapse in the playoffs. The Giants look to be in the same position as they were in 07 and 2011. Well, my Eagles won two straight in the division, and personally, I don't care if it was against Dallas' JV squad. I still got to get a win. But at this point, we have a ton of holes to fill, especially with the wide receivers, corner, O-line, and pass rush. So I really don't have much to say except to see you in April with the 14th pick. Thanks, Minnesota. I'll be happy with Corey Davis, the wide receiver from Western Michigan. NFC North, Green Bay did indeed run the table, so my other Super Bowl pick is hanging in there. But that first-round matchup versus the Giants will be the game of the week. Yes, it will be. Giants pull the Lions and not finishing the deal. Now they go to Seattle instead of hosting the Giants next week. NFC South, well, bravo, Atlanta didn't collapse in the regular season for once. Only issue is the health of Julio. NFC West, Seattle is probably the most vulnerable going into the playoffs during the Pete Carroll era. They'll beat Detroit, but I don't know if they can hang with Atlanta or Dallas, especially being banged up at the running back, wide receiver, and Earl Thomas being out. But I wouldn't doubt them. But Michael Bennett got paid, and it's about time.
Yes, he did.
That's it for this week, brothers. Hope everyone was safe doing New Year's. Peace out.
Appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, man. I know you was happy because I was like, you know, it's like, all right, let's beat Dallas. I don't care. We beat them.
Well, yeah. Just like I was glad we beat the fucking Raiders. I was thrilled.
Oh, no. I know you was happy as hell.
But yeah, shout out to Koobs. I'll dive more into him in my 5 minutes, but. I mean, like you said, man, health comes first. We'll figure out where we're going to go on our next steps, and we'll get the job done.
Yeah, man, it was that game, I know you was happy about it. I know you were like, where the hell they been?
Well, I was just like, where has this offense been? How are y'all doing now? Now y'all can move the ball down the field. Now all of a sudden y'all moving the ball. Like, where was this?
Well,
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, it was that first matchup. Oakland was hot. They was in Oakland.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, shit. I mean, y'all do need some help. Yeah, the Tony Romo, I don't know. Only reason is all them people who was talking all season about Tony Romo need to play. Play Tony Romo. Where Tony Romo at? He need to play. It's his team. Blah, blah, all of that. When Dak don't play, and they were like, well, we'll play him a series. I'm like, wait a minute. So you wanted this dude to come in after they lost to the Giants, but now you can't play him bored in the series because he might get hurt? Like, what the fuck? So he couldn't play. If you can't play, if he's not getting all, like, we'll play Mark Sanchez. Like, so the meaningless game where he could actually get some reps, he got a series. I mean, granted, he moved and got a touchdown, but it's like, we don't want to risk it.
In case he got to come in during the playoffs and get hurt.
Yeah, that's not a big ringing endorsement to me. I mean, if you played him a half or a full quarter and was like, okay, he's had 3 or 4 drives. We've seen what he can do. Okay. I mean, is this to quiet some controversy if he did play well? I don't know.
They're probably like, all right, he threw a touchdown. Get him out. Get him out of there.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I know you was loving it. That game, though. Matt McGloin knocked out.
Lit his ass up.
Raider fans frustrated as hell. Basically, had to buy all pretty much most of the season.
Mm-hmm. All they had to do was beat us. Wasn't happening. As I told my wife, fuck it, we ain't in the playoffs, but damn it, we can play spoiler.
Hey, man, you knew. I was like, oh, this is the last game of the season, too. And I was like, oh, I know Denver. Like, let's beat these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Let's fuck their season up.
Akeem Talib snatching chains. That shit was damn hilarious. Right.
My grandmama gave me that chain. Exactly.
Yeah, you told me. You told me he said that if you wear that chain, I'm gonna snatch it again.
Yeah, he said, and I quote: "He was like, I told him if he wears that chain again, I'm gonna snatch it off." And he followed through on what he said.
He did. I was like, damn. Okay.
Wow. FJ, I didn't hear no feedback from your brother.
I know what's coming. It's New Year's. We know what's coming.
frustration is a ride. Oh, I know he pissed off too because Louisville got their ass kicked in their ball game.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oof.
After his last email, he's like, can it get worse? Yeah.
See, that's what happens when you call us paper champs. Karma comes back on you tenfold.
And that's for both of y'all. Hey, man, Kansas City just is like, all right, we'll beat and just roll in.
I told you if I had to bet money, that's who I'm betting on. Because they just are a well-rounded bunch. Offensively, they don't make mistakes. I think they're going to have to shoot for throwing the ball a little bit more down the field. But, I mean, they just need to stick to their game plan. Their defense is playing well. I know they held out Justin Houston. I'm sure he'll be back healthy for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, got him that bye, too? The extra week to get healthy? Hell, yeah.
That was Spencer Ware and still rolled on San Diego without him. They're good to go, man. They are a scary team. Tyreek Hill got that world-class freaking track speed. And then Travis Kelce is baby Gronk.
He's just blowing the hell up. Yeah, I thought about you. I was like, damn, all these Raiders and Bronco talking, all that shit. And then here come Kansas City.
Sure is good to be number one.
Yeah, well, it sure beats the hell out of number two.
We are laughing.
Like, yeah, who up now? Like, oh, damn. Oh,
man. I think they probably the biggest threat to the Patriots, man.
Them, well, it's because they had they can actually run. Pittsburgh's defense is like they opposite. In a sense, you know, Kansas City defense is for real.
Yep.
And you know, especially you get a Justin Houston back. Yeah, well, you know, we know with them pocket quarterbacks, you start getting that pressure.
Yep.
And you know, I don't expect them to be putting up no 35 points against this Chiefs team.
Nah.
You know, you can get about 21, maybe you can get out like 25.
But their team is too good at taking the ball away.
Yeah.
They get interceptions.
That's gonna be tough. Yeah, as for Pittsburgh. Who made sure Cleveland kept that number one pick. Yeah, Pittsburgh, offensively, they're a damn juggernaut.
I know my wife is like, come on, Steelers, do something.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all gonna need to.
Yeah, this is Mike Tomlin's time to shine, man. This is time to prove his worth.
Yep, you know, shut some people up.
Yep. Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talking that shit.
Yeah, because, you know, what we got for the AFC Saturday. Got Oakland at Houston. I mean, this is it. It feels like it's going to be
the worst quarterbacking game of the playoffs.
Well, you knew when week 17 ended, and you're like, oh, okay, Oakland, Houston? Yeah, they're playing Saturday. They're not going to be the Sunday. And it's fun, like, oh, and they first. Okay. That tells you.
Get that shit out of the way.
Because.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, it's like, who quarterback play is not what you want to see.
Oof.
I know Amari Cooper wants some touches after, you know, he was quiet as hell for, like, the second half of the season. Although, he came up big and, well, he had the touchdown. For Oakland,
but well, I know Houston wants some payback too for that game earlier in the regular season.
Oh, you know they do. Defense gonna come ready. It's almost
and
like
I told
which quarterback can make the least amount of mistakes.
I told you Brock was starting.
Yeah, it was because you said Tom Savage was.
I was like,
but look, I'm Bill O'Brien. He has a leash on him. Tell you, mm-hmm. If they go in down like 13-0 and he throws for like 107 yards and two interceptions, he ain't starting the second half. That's how I feel. If he's not playing well, I mean, if he's like, oh my, like, dude, you are killing us, he going to go with Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't have that concussion, Tom Savage probably would be the starter.
Probably, but I don't know, because Savage ain't really been playing well ever since that half he played at Jacksonville. He's kind of been downhill ever since.
Yeah. But, I mean,
if Brock... it's just terrible.
If Brock want to shut some people up, you better do it now.
Even if he plays well, he ain't shutting people up. I'm tell you that right now.
No, he doesn't.
Your body of work has been garbage. One game ain't going to change my mind.
Yeah, he'd have to play well, and he'd have to have, like, at least, like, something solid. But they'd be like, well, it's Oakland, no.
Yeah.
And then you got Miami at Pittsburgh.
Come on, Pittsburgh. Sunday beat morning. Miami's ass.
This feel like this is either going to be real close or Pittsburgh. I can see Pittsburgh blowing them out. I can see Pittsburgh winning close, and unfortunately, I can see Pittsburgh losing a close game.
Oof.
I don't think they will. I think Pittsburgh is going to come in ready. And Miami, who's quarterbacking?
Matt Moore.
Matt Moore. Mm. I mean, if they can't stop Ajayi, it's going to be a long night. If they can hold Ajayi, they'll be all right. But it's time.
Well, they're gonna stack the box and force Matt Moore to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, Pitt,
because Ajayi ran wild on them last time.
Yeah, they're gonna have to really lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. Interesting, but
I do like Adam Gates as the head coach in Miami. I think he's done a good job, but mm-hmm. I mean, he's a rookie head coach, so you know.
Yeah,
first time in the playoffs as a head coach. I mean, there's just a lot on the table for him. I don't know if he'll necessarily be able to outwit and outsmart Mike Tomlin. So I give the edge to Pittsburgh in that.
Okay. And then you know we've been talking about the AFC all damn season, but NFC playoffs is where it's at.
Yeah, the NFC playoffs is great.
Green Bay just. On a damn streak.
Hey, Ron. He called it.
He did.
We run the table. Whoa, shit. I guess when he speaks, we need to start listening.
Yeah, I was like, damn, okay. I want to see, can they have their schedule? Let me see their schedule after they lost. Yeah, after they lost to the Redskins. And I'm to be fair, they beat the Eagles, Texans, Seahawks, Bears, Vikings, Lions. I mean.
Seahawks were really the only big-time opponent in there.
And they banged up anyway. And yep. They blew them the fuck out.
And the Lions have been okay, but yeah. They've had to play from behind a lot of the season. But I will say this. Aaron Rodgers himself has been on a fucking tear.
Yeah, because he was struggling. I mean, you know, he's going to be confident in himself and go out to naysayers, but he was struggling.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing up to the standards, and he just blew the fuck up.
Yep.
Kept it going. So, yeah, they are sitting pretty. Going to have hosting these Giants. Now, I know folk are like, well, it's in Green Bay. I don't know. These funny thing is the two teams in the NFC you did not want to play, they play each other.
Yep.
Because Green Bay's coming in hot. Giants is hot.
Like, well, the Giants' defense is balling.
Yep, and that's the key.
Their defense is rolling. Eli has been, he's been Eli.
Yeah. You know, but, you know, if his defense is going to step up, I mean, this is his time.
Yeah, defense is going to have to do a number on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, because... In all honesty, you don't. If you're the Giants, you don't want to shoot out because Eli ain't winning that.
No, I mean he's got some pieces and whatnot, but you want that running game to kick in.
Exactly.
Green Bay already like we ain't got no running game. We know that.
Rashard Jennings, Paul Perkins got to step up.
Mm-hmm. Better make him throw it away.
Yep.
He's gonna scramble, but mm-hmm. pressure, and more pressure.
Yep.
But this is the last game of the weekend. 140, yes. This game's going to be exciting. I'm hoping, knock on wood, I don't want no 10-7 game, Lord have mercy. But this game looks like it's going to be for real.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great game.
I know people don't like the low scoring games, but that's the defensive minded games.
Right. I mean, sometimes it be like that.
I don't think it's going to be 10-7 because
Green Bay's
offense can't score, their defense going to give up some points. Put it to you that way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, both of these teams should be getting
in the 20s.
Yeah, at least about 17. At least a couple touchdowns somewhere. But yeah, that's going to be exciting. The other game, I mean, Detroit couldn't do it. They're going to Seattle. And I'm going to be straight up honest. I feel like this is a goddamn coin flip in a little bit.
No, I agree. I think Detroit could win this game.
I mean, I know they've lost. Let me see how many they lost. But, yeah, I mean, Seattle's not – they not clicking. I mean, they got the history. You know, they've been in this position before, so they know what to do. But, I mean, the O-line is not great.
O-line's not great. And defensively – I mean, we've seen it a few times this season. They've had their little issues on their sidelines where they've been arguing with each other and stuff. Seem to be a little frustrated, so.
Yeah, you got no Earl Thomas. His Chancellor's just banged up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, Detroit's lost their last three. But, I mean, granted, they lost to the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Packers. So it's not like they was playing crumbs.
They lost the playoff teams.
Yeah. Teams that most people would have probably picked all three of them to beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. If Detroit is down 3 points or so, 4 points, and it's the fourth quarter, if I'm Seattle, I'm very nervous. Because we know the Lions are the kings of the comeback.
Yeah, Stafford's been putting them up. I know he's got that finger issue. Mm-hmm. But their defense has played pretty well, considering. So, you know, if that line can't hold for Seattle, which I don't think it will, but if Russell Wilson getting hit a lot, I mean, that ain't good. They try to run the ball.
They can try.
Yeah, they can try.
It ain't been looking all great. Ever since ProSize went out, their running backs just ain't look good.
Yeah. I mean, the dude they had in there the last time was looking all right.
Who? Ross?
Oh, you talking about Seattle? I'm thinking about Detroit. Yeah, Seattle.
Detroit can't run the ball.
Was that the dude they were talking about that he got the best white boy, the Michael Bennett?
Oh, Zach Zinner?
Yeah.
Double Z, ZZ Top.
That was fun. He was like, he the best white running back in the league. It's like, yeah, I'm sure he's like, thanks. That's not a compliment.
Like, that ain't saying much.
Nope. It was like, Tampa Bay rookie, he the best black kicker in the game. Like, okay, like, what that mean? But we're like, I'd rather just be the best kicker.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I just saw that before we started recording. I was like, okay. He's going to be like, whatever.
He's the best white running back. Like, nigga, I'm like the only white running back right now.
Yeah, Danny Woodhead hurt, so.
Exactly. Toby Gearhart ain't in the league no more, sir. I'm it.
But, yeah, their running back situation, I mean, ever since Marshawn Lynch left, it's just not good.
Hasn't been good.
I'm leaning towards Seattle. I think Seattle can do it. Based on experience, but I don't know.
Well, Seattle's the favorites, and I'd give them the favorites based on their experiencing and coaching as well.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, shout out to Atlanta going into the bye, rolling.
Hey, my second home, they balling.
Mm-hmm. Put the smacker down on New Orleans, Jesus.
I'm rooting for them, man, because I like Matt Ryan. I have for a while.
I do too, man. They, because they were so, they were good. They got to the NFC Championship, didn't win it, and then just completely fell. So now that they're back where they should be, the two-headed monster running back squad, you know, things should be looking up.
Yeah, they're a very explosive offense. I mean, you got Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman.
And I mean, not Aaron Rodgers. Matt Ryan has been spreading the ball around.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I know Julio is his go-to guy, it has seemed like lately, later in the season, he's been looking for other dudes, which is something I have been harping for him to do for the longest.
Yeah, as he
like
should.
He can't just lock on to Julio Jones 15 times a game. Like that just it don't work.
No, it does not work.
But I think what he now has done is, since he's been spreading the ball to other guys, that's going to open things up for Julio to make those big plays. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. I can't wait for this weekend to be watching this.
Because they would play who? The lower seed?
They would play the higher seed. The
higher seed. Wouldn't it be crazy if they play Seattle? And Dan Quinn going up against his old team.
Didn't they play Seattle this season?
Yeah, that was the game where Richard Sherman passed interference on the last play on that heave to Julio Jones.
Oh yeah.
That late pass interference and they ain't called nothing.
Yeah.
So you know they're gonna want some payback if they play them.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's gonna be good. So yeah, we got that. Of course, the end of the season, you know, firing is happening. We know Kubiak.
Wait.
What happened?
Forgot one team.
Who was that?
The Cowboys.
Oh, talking about them Cowboys? I mean, look, I like the health of them. I don't know, based on everybody who's in there, I don't know if I'm pulling them over Atlanta. I really like it. Atlanta been there. I trust, of course, Julio Jones over Dez Bryant. I mean, of course, Cowboys have the better offensive line. That's a lot to put on Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
I mean, the Cowboys can go ahead and do the damn thing. But I like Atlanta's defense better. I trust neither one of their defenses, but I feel like I trust Atlanta's defense just a little bit more. And, you know, it's early for them. They on the bye week, so they chilling. That's the only reason why I didn't talk about them, because they're not playing this week. But, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for Dak, Ezekiel. You know, of course, the sports are always better when a lot of the big-name teams is in the playoffs. Are playing in the games that matter. Jerry Jones should be happy.
Absolutely.
There should be no damn quarterback controversy at all. At all. Unless Dak Prescott is hurt, you know, he in concussion protocol or something, and you're like, well, we don't know. Maybe he may play, maybe not. He playing.
Yeah.
If he ain't hurt, he's starting. And Tony Romo is going to be holding the clipboard watching.
Yeah, I don't know if I can necessarily call them the Super Bowl favorites. I know a lot of people want to call them that, but still, you got a rookie quarterback, rookie running back. Playoffs are a different ball game. I mean,
let's just be strict. I mean, people want to say that, but I'm like, let's be real. New England's going into the damn thing as a number one seed on the AFC with an easier way to get in.
Yeah.
They don't have to play. They only have to play the winner of Kansas City and Pittsburgh. They don't have to play neither both of them.
Yep.
So if Houston win, they play Houston.
Mm.
So all they do is beat one of them teams, they in the Super Bowl. And if it's New England, Dallas, I'm sorry. That's it. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers versus so-and-so. Oh, well, who on that team? LeBron James. Oh, okay, I'm going with him. I mean, shit, like, yes, it's like Patriots lost two times to the Giants. Who was probably favored? New England, probably both times.
New England, yeah.
Look, if they get back to the Super Bowl, I mean, to me, they are the favorite, to me. It's just like, oh, here we go again. They're back. Number one seed.
Well, Brady just seemed to be on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Adair, you giving me that fucking trophy.
Yeah, now I don't know if he's going to win MVP. He might. Because that's how I guess he passed Who was the boy? Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Like the season where he had like 29 and only 2 interceptions. Granted, he only played 12 games.
Yeah, 28 touchdowns to 2 picks.
Yeah.
Best touchdown to interception ratio in history.
Of course. And he played 12 games. So I'm like, okay. You know, but hey, maybe that 4 games off gave him that nice little rest.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't as beat up as everybody else.
And he's 39, so I'm sure he was like, thanks, I'll take the days.
The only issue is no Gronk.
Yeah.
That's a big issue.
Clearly that, I mean, it's a big issue, but it hasn't seemed to be that much of an issue since he went down.
Yeah, because before I even said it, I totally forgot all about it. I'm like,
exactly.
What's going in? And you're going to give Bill Belichick 2 weeks to game plan for you? I mean, it's tough. If I'm putting my money somewhere.
Yeah.
And personally, I wouldn't want to see neither one of them win. Like, true. Patriots versus the Cowboys, who you want to win? No. That's my answer. No.
Oh, man.
You know, if it comes to that, all right. But, you know, we just getting in it. And, you know, it always seemed like one of these teams that's on a bye is not going to make it.
Yep.
If the Giants beat Green Bay in Green Bay, and assuming, you know, they're the lower seed and they play Dallas, come on. Oh, shit.
Well, if Giants beat Green Bay, chances are they are playing Dallas.
No, they will be, unless Detroit happens to win.
Unless Detroit wins, yeah.
Right. But you know it's like, oh, shit. Now, you know, Grant, it doesn't seem like a team usually doesn't win if they play 3 times that one team wins all 3. However, if I'm Dallas, I'm pulling for Green Bay.
Well, Dallas don't want to play either one of them.
No, but if they play, they don't want to. But
if Seattle wins, they playing Green Bay or the Giants. They don't want to play either.
Nope. But if I had to pick, I don't want to play the team I've lost to twice already.
True. But do you really want to face a hot Aaron Rodgers?
Well, shit. at least I'm
your poison.
The team whose defense struggling, I take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
So yeah, I mean, but yeah, it's a toss up. But we're gonna get there. Wild card weekend, y'all. Buckle up.
Sir.
Yeah, all this, man. So long, Mike McCoy. Chargers fired him after 4 seasons.
Dude, it was fucked up. Like, talking about Black Monday, like, fucking owners didn't even wait till Monday. They were like, game over, get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Niners, Mama G, start all over. Head coach Chip Kelly, GM Trent Baalke, get the fuck out. Get out of here.
Oh, I know some Niner fans, too, and they were like, they've been saying we need to get rid of Trent Baalke.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, that need to go.
Yeah, really? Get out of here.
Oof. Rex Ryan was gone.
Yeah. Your brother, too. And oh, that's going to be – that's interesting, man. I don't know. It's a lot of spots up. And now just talking Sean Payton.
Well, Sean Payton came out and said he's staying.
It seemed like he want to stay. He want to stay.
I think he wants to be there as long as Drew Brees is there.
Yes. However, I'm just like, look, there's something going on because you're top five. At least, you know, he's a real good coach. And
yeah, there's just something going on. Their defense sucks.
Yeah, and you can't. It's always like, and it's like the third straight off season. It feel like where it's like, is he coming back?
Yeah,
and it's like, wait, y'all. So clearly, we know. I guess when it comes to football, extensions don't mean shit. It's like, well, didn't y'all just give him an extension? Well, that's what I'm like. You know what, dude? Like, you can't. You got to get tired of dealing with that every damn off season.
Mm-hmm.
So I like him with Drew Brees. Absolutely. I would like him to stay as long as Drew Brees is there. But look, if the ownership going to keep this crap up every damn year, you might be like, you know what? Fine. Let's just break this shit up. If that's what
trade
you want
me.
Yeah, really. Get what you want, get. I know the Rams would love to have him. I know your Broncos would take him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Does he cost too much?
I don't think necessarily he costs too much, but this is just me. Mm-hmm. I think he and Elway would butt heads too much. Mm. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
Elway kind of seems like he wants to go the younger route, so.
Okay.
I ain't mad at.
Yeah, I read that y'all were looking at the Miami's defensive coordinator?
Yeah, Vance. What the hell is his last name? But yeah, Miami's defensive coordinator. Apparently, like, he was going to be our defensive coordinator before we hired Wade Phillips.
Does that mean Phillips would stay?
I would assume if we got him, I think whatever coach we get, they keep in Wade Phillips. That's just my opinion, because I'm just like, why the hell would you get rid of a defensive coordinator who has basically had this defense playing lights out the past two seasons? That don't make no sense.
Yeah, it would be like, don't touch it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. suck to hear about David Johnson.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know you're going to vent about that.
Damn right.
He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, he doesn't require surgery, which is good. So Cardinal fans can breathe.
Yeah, because when you saw that injury, you were like, oh, shit. He tore something. He tore something.
Yeah, I was like, damn, David Johnson. Like, what? Like, damn, it's week 17. I seriously was like, he is going to be the first. He's going to get 100 yards every damn game. That is nuts.
Yeah, he was on his way.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So yeah, I'm gonna make sure that during this week, because next week, we're gonna compare, our division picks and see how they played out, We'll go through the draft. I do want to go back and listen to them and see, like, all right, how did we actually do in our early predictions?
All right,
and then look at these drafts. But since we're still talking some football, let's go right into these bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so playoffs came and they was one-sided.
Like, very much.
Washington, at least early on, was looking kind of competitive, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, forget, nope.
And then Alabama showed up.
Yep, and it was like, oh, you turn it over. Touchdown.
Pick six. Fuck.
Yeah. As soon as you saw the pick six, you were like, yeah, this just may not be. I don't think we're going to win.
Damn it, like, Pac-12.
Yeah, you can't get them, though. I was like, oh, you giving them touch? They defense is scoring on you? Okay, yeah, you're probably not winning.
Yep.
Yeah, 24-7. Peach Bowl on the other side. The game was even more boring. Clemson just over Ohio State, 31-0.
Rude boy, I don't know what the hell happened to Ohio State. And a lot of people are going to make the comment, like, how the hell they get in? They didn't even win their conference championship. Why were they in the playoffs to begin with?
Yeah.
Because technically, they weren't even the best team in their own conference.
No, they weren't.
So.
But they were like, what, one loss? Did they lose one or two?
I think they lost. They lost twice.
Yeah, they lost to Penn State and somebody else.
Do they lose to? I forget who their other loss was to.
But yeah, it's, weren't able to get it done. So now we're getting a rematch in the national championship.
Hey, fine by me, Deshaun Watson. Come on, brother, I'm rooting for you.
Yep, show your skills.
Slay the dragon.
Yep. You're going to let the freshman QB do the damn thing. Yeah, I'm hoping for a good game. I know people tired of it. I think I heard Colin Cowher. He was like, man, they need to draw some parity with this college football. I'm like, bro, it ain't going to happen.
Parody. How the hell are you gonna have parody when he all wanna, like, he kinda best wanna, fruits are going to Alabama?
Yeah, he wanna like penalize. Not, well, I'm saying penalize, but it's like, well, don't give the major schools limit their scholarships. And I was like, well, dude, then the schools below them are gonna be the major schools. It's like, oh, well, Alabama can, okay. Well, no. Auburn gonna get, okay, and then all of a sudden Auburn is like, okay, it's too confusing. Look, we know what's gonna happen. Ohio State gonna be back again. Someone said, I guess they already did their preseason. Like, look, Ohio State going to be top five. Clemson losing their quarterback, so they'll fall off some. Bama going to be in the top.
Michigan.
You know, this is how it's going to work. Michigan going to be top five. I mean, that's just, even though they lost a close one to Florida State. And Florida State
leave
played
it,
well.
Leave it alone.
It's just, it is what it is.
I mean, it fluctuates all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, really, how long was Michigan down?
Yeah, a while. Even exactly. look at Alabama. Alabama was boo boo
for a long time until Nick Saban got there.
Now it's like, oh, he comes in Bear Bryant. I was like, yeah, but before Nick Saban, where were they?
Exactly.
I don't remember the last time they was there was with Bear Bryant.
I mean, it just depends. I mean, you hit lightning in a bottle, yeah, and you can catch fire, man. You never know. Right. I mean, Texas was on time, was on top for a long time with Mac Brown.
Yeah.
Now where they at?
Yeah, I mean, SC was just so. Then all of a sudden, Pete Carroll come, and then they just killing.
That's what I'm saying.
And then they leave,
I mean,
and then they down again.
I mean, before this season, Washington was nothing last year.
Yeah,
I talked about Washington, and all of a sudden they're a playoff team. I mean, it's just, dude, it fluctuates all the time. I mean, except for you know the Ohio States, the Alabama's, you know,
the schools at the top are gonna get recruited. Like Wisconsin won, they beat Western Michigan, and they rank eighth. They're gonna be a top 10 school again. With LSU, I don't know what they're doing. Oh, I know. They're like, God damn it. We can't stop nobody. Oh. Oklahoma, Sugar Bowl, whooped on Auburn. Oklahoma, oh, as long as Bob Stoops is there, they're going to be in the mix every damn year. Oh. Even they don't have no playoff, they're going to be like the best team in the Big 12 all the damn time.
Yep.
But the Rose Bowl, unfortunately, I was running the hell around, but I did catch the last quarter, and wow.
That was an unbelievable game.
Everybody's like, unbelievable. You sure you want to kick this? Yep.
This kid, Sam Donald, who they got at quarterback. Whoo! Mm. USC got a good one for at least another couple of years, because I think he's just a freshman.
Yeah, they talking about, I've heard on the radio, they talking about he has that potential to be the best.
I mean, he's very athletic. He can scramble. He's got a good arm. I mean, he's got all the tools. And, you know, he didn't even start the season.
No, he didn't.
So, I mean, SC is definitely going to be one of the teams favored to be in the playoffs for next season.
Yeah, they will be. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, that game was good.
That was good. I'm sitting there looking at something before we had to break. They announced some of the Hall of Fame finalists, including LaDainian Tomlinson. He in.
Yeah, he
first year, they say LaDainian Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, and Brian Dawkins are like the little headliners for the finalists. Other finals, Morton Anderson, Tony Baselli, Isaac Bruce, Terrell Davis, Ty Law.
Better get in.
Who's that?
Terrell fucking Davis better get in the goddamn Hall of Fame. It's like the third year in a row.
John Lynch, Terrell Owens, Kurt Warner. In the contributors category, former commissioner Paul Tagliabue and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. Both y'all can wait.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, man, I was like, oh, LTN.
Oh, LaDainian's getting in, man.
He first ballot.
I think he was like the first running back with like a 1,000 yards and 100 catches.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
Something stupid like that. Yeah, he's first ballot Hall of Famer.
It was fantasy gold when I had him. Nigga, I had him that year where he threw like 3 touchdowns. You were like, God damn. And you throwing touchdowns too?
Jason Taylor, I don't think is going to get in first time. Brian Dawkins, I don't know.
I don't
just
know.
Just because when he was with the Eagles, oh, shit.
Yeah, he was killing. He might.
He was like, for a while, I mean, to me, he was like, he was my favorite safety for a long time. Because he would just light fools up.
Yeah, he was that dude. Starred at that Eagles defense. That 5 straight championship games.
I was like, they had. Yeah, he was a beast. Yeah, John Lynch should get in.
I wonder how long he's been in. Yeah, I know you like Terrell Davis. Can we get in it?
Like, Terrell Davis need to get his ass in that Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. It needs to happen.
Tony Baselli.
2-time Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, Tony Baselli. Rush
over 2,000 yards. Get your ass in that game. Tony Baselli can get in.
Now, Terrell Owens the time because they didn't put him in the first year.
Nope, 3rd time's a charm. It's just, I'm sorry. And that's the sucky thing that happens. It's like you miss 1 year and then the next time up, more people end up coming. And it's like, well, I can't put him over such and such.
Yeah. Cause even Kurt Warner, you like, come on. I mean, like, granted, he don't have, like, the longevity, but you feel like Kurt Warner in the Hall of Fame? He going to get in, but it may take him a minute.
It's going to take him a while. But I think T.O., maybe one more year.
Okay.
Maybe one more year, and he can get in.
Yeah. We're going to see. That's going to be interesting.
Yep.
All these times. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We are coming right back. Hop into this, talk some NBA before we get into our awards and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Ready for some Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can we?
Welcome back to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
On to the NBA.
All right.
Man, it feel like every time we do this every week, I'm looking at the all the game notes and whatnot, and it always seems to be the same folk. This week, seemed like the start of the week, it was James Harden. Are we still calling him Harden? You still calling him Harden?
Nah, I'll lighten up. I'll give him the D back.
All right, yeah, he had this week he went for 34, 11 assists, 5 boards. Being the Rockets, then he had a 30-13 rebound, 10 assists. They blow out the Clippers. And then versus the Knicks, first ever player with a 50-15-15 game. He goes for 53 points, 16 boards, 17 assists.
Damn.
Versus the Knicks, like, God damn it. Then put up another 23 damn. Points, 10 boards, 10 assists, beating the Wizards yesterday. And, like, this dude is – They trying to make it a for real race.
Would you put him above Russell Westbrook right now for MVP?
I don't know if I can yet. Let me because part of it is the standings, and I think Houston's better.
Houston ain't even lost double digit games.
Houston right now is 3rd, 27-9.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 21-14. I'm still giving the edge to Westbrook right now.
Okay.
But that's ridiculous. Like the first time ever somebody's gone for over 50 points with 15 assists and 15 rebounds. That is nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, we went over it, the all NBA teams. And it was like, okay, with the way he played and how his team kind of finished the season, even though individually he put up great numbers, it did feel like he
took. And his defense was ass.
Yeah, I think he took last season personally. He took not being on the All-NBA team personal.
Well, his defense hasn't been as bad. Like, last year, it was just pathetic. Like, he didn't even try.
Yeah, last year he was like, didn't he win Shaq and a fool?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, so yeah, I think this year, look, D'Antoni, you know, let him run point.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's like, Pat Beverly, you know, he's hard as my point guard. Look, he got Pat Beverly there to handle all the point guards defensively.
Yep.
And offensively, it's like, hey, you the guy. Lead us. And, you know, he doesn't have to worry about butting heads with Dwight Howard. The team, they just really were like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to build a team around you and your strength. And he's finding guys. I mean, Eric Gordon's been having a nice little resurgence. Ryan Anderson's playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Capella when he held. I mean, this team, I mean, they haven't won 10, they haven't lost 10 games yet.
Let me get my Teddy D on. Montrezl Harrell out of Louisville.
And playing, man. He's got this team playing right. He's just doing the damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's funny that we look at this and it's like, Steph who? Who is that?
For real. He has taken a back seat.
I mean, he's really taking it to his teammate. I mean, it showed up a lot in that game versus the Cavs. I mean, look, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put in, you basically bring in, look, you bring in a player that's better than him. Let's keep it honest. I know some people felt like it. I don't think neither of us did. We like, Kevin Durant was the number two player in the league. You brought him to this team.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to sacrifice like Steph got to. Because Klay's doing what he does.
Yep.
The offense, that hadn't changed for him. He's still the catch and shoot, coming off screens guy. Steph Curry just has the ball less in his hands.
Yeah.
It's hard not to give it to Durant and let him go work. It's hard. It's fucking Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Well, most people would consider the second best player in the league.
Yeah, I mean, even in they played the Raptors this week. Curry had 28.7 rebounds, 7 assists. Durant had 22.17 boards, 7 assists, 5 blocks.
Jeez. That's ridiculous.
I mean, the dude's just shit.
Even Draymond's balling, too.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond had a triple-double the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. I mean, this is tough, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do miss all the old Curry. You know, people still going to be joking about them choking. And this is going to be, but right now they 30-5. Best record in the league.
Yep.
Can't help it. I mean, let's see. Let's look at what Westbrook do. He went for 29 points, 17 boards, 11 assists over Storm's Heat.
Oof, sorry, Storm.
Then he got, 16 triple-double of the season. 17 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists versus the Clippers. Supposedly had it by the second quarter. Like, that's Lord ridiculous. Have mercy. Clippers is falling, man. Health issues at the wrong time.
Yeah, for real, because they started off so hot.
Yeah, and I heard with the radio, like, oh, well, they needed a more well-rounded team. I'm like, dude, if you lose your top two players, you going to struggle.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, if Cleveland, look, oh, so Cleveland's well-rounded, and if they lose LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, what, they still whooping everybody?
Hell no.
No. Even Golden State, you take Durant and Curry off that team for injury purposes. I mean, they still competitive.
But they'll struggle.
Yeah, but now you asking Klay Thompson to do a gang of the scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not as deep as they were before.
Yep.
That's going to have some problems. Other big games, damn, Boston's been playing with Isaiah Thomas been balling. I know they lost to the Cavs. He had 31 and 9 assists in that game.
Didn't he drop 50?
Yeah, he dropped 52 over the Heat. He getting back. He getting back into that all-star form.
Yeah, for real. Damn, he good.
And speaking of all-stars, talking about your boy.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah, I know you hated that he had to have a buzzer beater versus the Nets, but he did put up 40 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. And the game winner, Jonathan was like, it's the Nets, though.
Yeah, I'm like
dude. Why we need a buzzer beater from Jimmy Butler to beat the Nets.
And then we bet. Who did we? We beat Charlotte last night. I was like, well, we won 2 in a row. Holy shit!
Yeah, and he went for 52 points, 12 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals.
That boy, good. Like build around that motherfucker for real.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That dude just be killing.
And I think with his 50-point game, he was the record 8th player to score 50 points so far this season.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's ridiculous. And I'm like, damn, it ain't even halfway through the season yet.
Guys, it's just a scoring league.
Yep. Defense is a lacking.
Yep, it's all about the offense. But, man, yeah, so, yeah, I think – Kemba Walker went for 34, 11 boards, 4 assists in that game. Yeah. Hey, so I was just going to ask you before. I know when you do your All-Star vote, you putting Jimmy Buckets in as one of your starters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept thinking about
man is beasting.
I kept thinking about, if I do my lineup, I was like, all right, for the West, of course. It's Westbrook and Harden.
Westbrook and Harden. That's easy.
Well, yeah, I think West, Steph Curry. Yeah, the West almost easy because you got them two. I'm putting Kawhi Leonard in there, putting Kevin Durant in there, and since he's healthy,
Anthony Davis,
mm-hmm. which should be the starting lineup anyway. Now that we got other players voting and other people voting and the media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the East, let me see.
East, guard-wise, I might go. I know this probably wouldn't be the popular vote.
Mm-hmm.
I might go Isaiah Thomas and Jimmy Butler.
Mm. Is Jimmy Butler, he a four? And he counted as a forward, though?
I don't know what they count him as. I think he's a two-guard, but he's
a two. I think he plays the three.
Well, then what would DeRozan be?
DeRozan is a two-guard.
Then it'd be Isaiah Thomas and DeRozan.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Butler.
But you know Kyrie going to get in it.
Of course.
It's probably going to be DeRozan and Irvin. Kyrie's
been playing. Yeah, that's why I said it's probably not the popular vote, but I'd put Isaiah Thomas in there.
They're 6 games out of first? And he is the guy.
Yep. And then, of course, I'd have LeBron and Jimmy Butler. The big.
If you want to put a big, you ain't got to now. I don't know.
I would want to put a big.
Yeah.
And they suck.
I'm looking at all of them here.
If I had to put a big in. I would really consider Hassan Whiteside.
Mm.
Just because he's balling. I know he's like the only dude on the team. But he's still putting up numbers.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm not putting Kevin Love.
Not putting Kevin Love.
Al Horford. Paul Millsap, maybe.
Maybe.
The Bucks don't have none, but I could put the Greek Freak in there.
I put Antetokounmpo up in there.
Yeah. But they've had that before with the East, where they put 3 small forwards in there. You're like, what, dude, are you serious?
But the Greek Freak is a beast, and he is balling.
He is balling. I mean, he's going to be on the All-Star team for sure.
Oh, for sure.
He
for
might sure. start. He could.
Now, by if it's voting and it's media and fans.
Yes, it's a compilation.
I could see Trust the Process getting in.
Joel Embiid?
Joel Embiid.
Well, if it's voting, I could see the Zingas getting in.
Yeah. Right about that.
Detroit's sucking right now. 16-21. And talking about on the other station. Yeah, it may. You know what? It just may be best to not have both roles.
Yeah.
With Doc with the Van Gundy, like, dude, your team is struggling.
Mm.
I don't know if Trust the Process. I mean, they short on bigs.
That's what I'm saying. And he is balling. I mean, when he plays, he balls.
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah, I'm looking at the East, like, because everybody who, like, Horford's having a down season. I mean, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
But they're going to put Love in. Millsap should get in. Yeah, but I don't count him as no big.
So I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, do I put Porzingis in? Do I put Orlando got too many dudes?
Do I put
Drummond in, even though they 16-21? I mean, Whiteside is balling.
He is balling.
But they got 10 wins.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like the only guy on the team.
Yeah, I mean, caught up with the process. That's terrible. Philly got 9 wins.
Oh, Storm. If Philly end up with more wins than y'all, I'd.
That's why you never know what these picked, man. You don't know. They take a while. Because just how it was like, hey, now you got free time. Let's see Justin Winslow doing. And he's played well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody was like, oh, Steph, he fell to 10.
Like, and okay. He's been so-so.
Yeah, he's been all right. He ain't been like a 1 or 2 on a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're talking about Paul Millsap. And Hawks is officially listening, taking phone calls for him.
Well, it sounds like they're about to blow up the team. Yeah. They're taking calls from Millsap and Korver and Cephalosha.
Yeah. I'm like, word? Shit, a lot of teams who will take Millsap.
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'm sitting there like, Toronto, offer some.
For real.
Yeah, Toronto add Millsap. I mean, I know they gelling right now, but Toronto add Millsap. You like, ooh, that might be the thing. I mean,
I know it'd be a lot, but I could see Boston trying to flip for him.
Yeah. They didn't want to team them boys back up a gear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Should I take him on? But we can find a place for him.
Y'all ain't flipping for him.
He'd be nice back at Utah again.
Yeah, I thought I was thinking about that.
He'd be nice in Oklahoma City.
He'd be nice in Portland.
He would be nice in Portland. I'm saying. I was like, really? Like, now that y'all slumping, y'all was riding high. Now that you're fifth and hovering around 500, like, oh, now we got to break it up.
Yep.
I know Pelicans, Dante Montiunas found his home for the moment. He's getting about $600,000 for the rest of the season.
Went from $34 million to $600,000.
I guess he's just like, you know what? I just want to get the hell out. Because there's no way you're like, hey, it's a 4-year deal. He's like, I don't want to be here.
What have I always been saying? What have I been preaching? Sign that 1-year tender. And then you free. And then you free.
Yep.
That's all he had to do.
That is. Speaking about being free, and we were talking about your Bulls, what's up with Rondo, man? Is it seem like the honeymoon's over?
Well, he got benched for the second straight game, so.
Damn.
Hoiberg is like, fuck this. I'm trying to win.
Nah, I feel him.
He's like, I'm on the damn hot seat. I got to win.
Michael Carter Williams back. Plug him in.
Yep.
And for what the last two games he has started Michael Carter Williams, we have won. So
leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Because at this point, I mean, he don't shoot either. But at least you're like, look, we don't need you to handle Rock.
Well, we don't need him to necessarily shoot. We need him to assist and play defense. Because most of the shooting is going to, well, D-Way has been out the past couple of games.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, he is the offense right now.
Yeah, I mean, I saw D got some knee swelling. But yeah, Jimmy Butler was the offense. That's how you knew he was the number one guy.
You just need some small contributions, and Meritick can give you something, and Doug McDermott can give you something. Yeah. Taj Gibson throwing some points. That's how I go.
What's the easiest known fact? Jimmy Butler joins Michael Jordan as the only players in Bulls history with multiple 50-point games. Jordan had 30.
Yeah. That's why there is no comparison to Michael Jordan.
Nope.
And it was funny. They were talking about, I was watching First Take today, and they were talking about LeBron and Jordan. And Stephen A was like, that is such a disrespect to Michael Jordan. And he brought up, because he brought up the R word.
Uh-oh.
Jordan didn't rest.
Oh, Lord.
Jordan didn't rest no games. Jordan was playing 82 games. He had a few seasons he played 81, a couple seasons he played 80. I think the most he the least amount of games he played, I think, was like 77.
I was saying, like, if you staying healthy, and at that time they weren't resting.
And he was more physical.
He's one of them cats. He's just one of them dudes like, I dare you. Because he comment after the game. He sat me. Are you cool with it? No, I wasn't cool with it. He better not do that shit again. Like, damn. I'm going to get the media to help me quell this.
And it was more physical back then, which is why I'm not getting, I don't know.
Well, you know what the thing was that I've always wondered, the difference is to me, they actually, and look, I got Popovich, this is what it is. As my coach, but they would actually like, fine, you playing, but you playing about 10 minutes. It's like they wouldn't actually like not play, to not even have him dress. They'll be like, you playing, but you normally play 40 minutes, you playing about 15. We're going to let you play the first half quarter, set third quarter, sit down. That was your rest. You played like half the minutes you normally play. That was your rest.
So you still played.
Yeah, you still play.
It ain't like today's game where you just resting cats. You blow on somebody, you get thrown out the game.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. And there's one topic that we did not discuss last week.
I know.
I don't know how we forgot. And we're not talking about the ABC challenge. That's coming up next. George Carl feel like he just got to speak on everybody. First, he put out a book that I guess he's trying to get his fill on. Carmelo a true conundrum. Carmelo was a true conundrum for me in the 6 years I had him. Best offensive player I've ever coached. He was also a user of people, addicted to the spotlight, and very unhappy when he had to share it. He really lit my fuse with his low demand of himself on defense. He had no commitment to the hard, dirty work of stopping the other guy. Damn.
Right? Tell us how you really feel.
Coaching for 6 years. Like, wow. What did he say? What, J.R. Simmons, Kenya Martin, Carino's too long, asking to the spoiled brats you see in junior golf and junior tennis. Colin Smith had a huge sense of entitlement, a distracting posse, his eyes always on the next contract, some really unbelievable shot selection. His shot selection was, I will agree with him on that part.
Yeah.
His size, like, he was just like, what are you doing?
He would just shoot the most random shots. But then he took a low blow.
Well, one with the Kenyan, get all that money and no father to show them how to act like a man. Like, what?
Nigga, fuck you.
Are you really coming out here and talking this shit? Really?
And then I was hearing Kenyon Martin talk about it. He was like, he was on his way to take his daughter to like Disneyland when he had heard it. And he was like, he had to take a minute.
I know, I feel it. Cause I know he was like, are you serious?
You.
You know that's how they was feeling.
Like, mm-hmm.
What?
Fuck you.
Exactly. Like, dude, unfortunately, you know, it's very unfortunate, you know, if they didn't have fathers in their lives like that, but you don't know what that's like. You don't know how that affected them, and to comment on them and bring that point up is just uncalled for. You know, and in all honesty, that's a disrespect to their moms, dude.
Yeah, that was kind of like a, you know, like a low blow. Like, oh, now, first of all, you want to say I'm selfish. I'm a selfish NBA player. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's kind of fucked up. But then be like, oh, well, it stemmed from you not having no daddy. Like, what was you doing?
Exactly. That's a slight at their moms, because I'm sure their moms worked hard to show them the right way to do things and to take care of them, and you know, just fuck you, nigga. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find that. What did Kenyon say? He was like, interested in fired every place he beaten.
Yep.
I mean, that's not your business. That's not your business to comment on it like that.
Exactly. It's none of your business. You don't know what my childhood was like.
Nah, you ain't have to grow up in it.
Exactly.
Well, he didn't have no father. He'll be like, you had a father? Did you have a father? Well, what the fuck is wrong with you then?
Exactly.
Yeah, and then, oh my gosh. And he took a shot at your boy.
Yeah, that's when I really got pissed. Talk about him.
Yeah.
Don't you put that evil on him, boy. Talk about my boy Damian Lillard. What?
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Exactly. I'm on my Martin Lawrence. What? Nigga, yeah. Please.
Yeah. On the topic of being irritated with players and branding and all off the court endeavors, it was a Q&A with New York Magazine. I was watching the Portland Trailblazers play, and I was trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with this team. Carl asked, my conclusion that Damian Lillard is getting too much attention.
It's like, wait, what? Are you serious? You're serious? You're talking about one of the best players in the league, one of the best point guards in the league.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, fine. They are struggling. I think I said, at the time, they were 13-20, 10th in the Western Conference. Last year, look, I mean, let's be real.
Last year, they weren't supposed to do anything.
Last year, it was like, oh, this team about to be a lottery pick. And they exceeded expectations.
And went to the second round.
Yeah, because that same Clipper team was having these same injuries again. They were not beating the Clippers. They were not beating the Clippers at full strength at mm-hmm. all. And it was like, oh, there goes Blake. Oh, there goes Chris Paul. Well, and they played well. I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden now you're expecting them to make the playoffs.
Yep.
And they brought back the same guys. Guys got paid.
I was like, hey, shout out to Terry Stotts, who gave the Hip Hop Digest comment. Nigga, stay in your lane.
Yep. What Carl said, saying the team is not working, blame the struggles. I think their coach Terry Stotts a great coach, so I'm going to say their problem is Lillard. They were a together, connected, committed team last year. This year they're not. What changed? Expectations.
Yeah, period.
Yeah, what do you say? I owe a lot to George. This is Terry Stotts. Got my starting coaching with George. I wouldn't be here if it's not for him. When it comes to my team and my players, he needs to stay in his own lane.
Boom, son.
He doesn't know Damian Lillard. He doesn't know how coachable he is. He doesn't know what a great teammate he is. He doesn't know how much Damian cares about winning and how important he is to this franchise. I thought his comments, however well-intended they may have been, which I can't understand, I can't tolerate. And then Damian Lillard, I'm confused as how that even came up. I never met Carl or spoken to him. I don't have anything to say about him or the situation, but I'm comfortable knowing the people I work with every day know exactly who I am and how I operate. Keep talking that shit, man.
Exactly. The fuck?
Come on, George Carl.
Sit your ass down.
Please.
Exactly. Don't say nothing else.
Nah, somebody gonna say something.
For real. He gonna say something about the wrong person.
Yep. Because you already went at Kenya Martin. You know Kenya Martin, he gonna roll up.
You wanna do something, bitch ass nyucka?
Exactly. Yeah, he retired, so he don't give a fuck.
Nah, he like, I'm retired, so I can be like, fuck that dude. Fuck him.
Oh, please say something about DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, he already been saying.
I think he already did, didn't he?
Yeah, when he was coaching him.
Nah, he said something like this little time period. I think it was, what did he say? What did he call him? Like the most disrespectful player he's ever been around, or something like that.
Someone's like, if you just want to bury your career, go right on ahead.
Please say something about LeBron James. Please. Please. So you can really get hammered.
Yeah, because LeBron was being chill with Phil Jackson just because of his respect for Phil Jackson. At that point, yes, he didn't have respect for him now, but at that point, he had it. Man, you about to be out your damn mind. He got my George Carl.
Attacking LeBron is like attacking Beyonce. His fans will come after you. You ain't got to worry about him.
Mm-hmm. Fans going to come and rush that ass. You best to not.
Oh, man, that's funny.
All right, man, let's get into this. We didn't do it last, so we got to make up. We got to make up some time. It is the Anthony Bennett Challenge.
Doop, 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 doop.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
All right, good and terrible. It was off last week. Hey, everybody, I got it on the docket now, and it's staying on the docket. So I see it.
Oh, that's funny.
So we left, we recorded around the 20th. What day was that? Yes, all right, so I'm going to start off with Tuesday, the 20th. He lost to Toronto. And he had 21 minutes, 2 of 8 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 8 points, 10 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block.
Come on, give me them numbers.
Versus Golden State, lost 117 to 101. He played 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
And had donuts across the board.
The fluctuation of minutes is killing me.
Yep. Friday the 23rd, they lost to Cleveland. They got blown the fuck out in Cleveland. He played 14 minutes. Right. 4 of 8 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. 3 or 4 from the free throw, had 11 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. And then on the 26th versus Charlotte, which they won 121-18. Nothing. And then
did he even play?
No. No minutes. Against Chicago. And they lost by 2 points. DNP.
Here we go again.
On Friday, the 30th, versus Washington, they lost. DNP.
Oh, shit.
And then yesterday at Utah, that they lost. DNP again.
Oh, fucking gosh. You know what? On the bright side, it's not affecting his averages.
Come on, man. Damn.
Nigga, you just want us to buy this chicken, don't you?
I'm saying. That's what it feels like. Come on, man. I need some help.
I'm broke, nigga. I'm broke.
Bought all that chicken, that spirit in the storm. You know they're going to want a gang of that shit.
For freaking real. God damn it, Anthony Bennett. You're
killing me, Smalls.
For real. Exactly. Jesus, nigga.
Oh, well. I mean, I was sitting there, like, I'm looking up, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Full straight. Come on, he's on a run. He was getting
right.
He was getting nice 13, 21, 14 minutes. And all of a sudden, now I'm going to have to go back and look at the whole team again. Like, who took his minutes now?
Exactly. Can a brother get an injury?
Damn, man. Come on. We was rolling. We was rolling. And then, like, and them DMPs did not fucking help.
On Snake Eyes. Get hurt. Somebody get hurt.
Daddy needs some new shoes.
Daddy needs some chicken.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
But once again, as we do, Anthony Bennett Challenge, the ABC Challenge.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Oh, man.
Every gets old.
It don't, man. I love finding new soundboards because them shits are just hilarious. Yeah. And yes, I know Storm. Storm and Spirit, I know you over there.
We are laughing.
I'm gonna kill that soundboard. I just play that shit a ton. It's hilarious. I know y'all doing that over there.
For real. It's all great, man. It's all good. You can grin all you want.
It'll come around. We still got post All-Star break.
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't giving up hope yet. Shit.
Nope.
He was getting the minutes. If we had a whole December of DMPs, I'd be really scared. But I'm like, all right, he's getting some minutes. Come on, come on, come on.
Exactly.
All right, man, let's get into this. Next up, Grandpa. 5 minutes with Grandpa. What Grandpa been about today?
You know, this past weekend, it was just a range of emotions for me. I was very thrilled that my Broncos beat that Raider ass. That was just lovely. A great way to end our season. But then that morning, saw the rumors. The sources said that Gary Kubiak was stepping down due to health concerns. So it got me a little down, you know. I mean, I had a feeling. I had a gut feeling that, you know, with the little health scare he had earlier this season, combined with the little mini stroke he had in Houston, I was like, there's a possibility he might call it quits because, you know, it's taking its toll on him. And then to top it all off, I lost my goddamn fantasy championship by 2 points. Because David fucking Johnson got hurt.
Oh.
I said, God damn. A move here and a move there, and I would have won some damn money. But damn it. And then anger just kicked in. I mean, like I said, folks, there's just a wide range of emotions. From happy all the way to just anger. It is what it is. God damn, I'm glad it's 2017. Because 2016 was not the year. Even though my son was conceived that year, but.
Yeah, even though you Broncos technically won in 2016.
Technically. Mm-hmm. But glad we moved on to a new year, new life, new things coming. But man, just. All of you out there who won your fantasy football leagues, you can kiss my ass. Nah, I'm just playing. Congratulations to y'all. Good luck. Good job. All that good stuff. But, I mean, as far as the Broncos and Gary Kubiak, I wish him the best of luck. Actually, I watched his farewell speech that he gave. He told the players after the game that he was stepping down. You could see a lot of the emotion in the players' eyes. A lot of them were kind of shocked by it, but some of them were surprised. And it was tough, man. I mean, you know, just seeing his farewell speech to everybody, he started getting choked up a little bit when he started talking about his family and wanting to be with his kids and his wife and everything like that. And, you know, for a lot of the these guys who coach football, I mean, that's all they know. All that they eat, breathe, they sleep it. You know, that's pretty much their job. That's their life. You know, a lot of these guys who played in the league and everything, I mean, after they leave football, that's pretty much what they stick to. They become analysts. You know, some of them become high school coaches. Some of them become, you know, NFL coaches. That's their life. And when it's taken away from them, especially for something that's out of their control, it's tough. It's tough. So, you know, I appreciate everything Gary Kubiak has done for us. He brought us a championship, you know, and we now got to look towards the future and get a young coach up in here, you know, maybe a Kyle Shanahan, you know, step in his daddy's footsteps, maybe a Vance Joseph, you know, an African-American coach, you know, would make me proud. But see what happens. You know, I'm excited to where the future is going to lead us. We got a very solid foundation. I'm sure a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, based on the job openings that are available with the Bills, with the Jags, with the Chargers, with the Rams, I mean, I would say we have the number one, you know, destination right now as far as where coaches would like to go with everything in place, with the stability we have, with the defense we have, with some of the pieces we have on offense. It's going to take some building of that O-line and everything, and, you know, we can right that ship. But, you know, shout out to Gary Kubiak. It's been a long run. You will always be a Bronco, for sure. And, I mean, you know, we got to move forward. Just like we're doing in 2017, moving forward, we're pushing on, and hopefully good things are soon to come. That's my 5 minutes.
All right, man. Yeah, I know that period of time was a little frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it! God damn it! Yeah, I know you're about to break some shit and all that, but yeah.
Oh, man, especially with that fantasy football championship. I almost threw my damn phone at the wall. I was like, this is bull. I'd rather just got blown out by 20 fucking points.
Yeah, 2 points ain't no, man. And basically, you lose because the best player in fantasy got hurt.
It was like, you kidding me? The kid, I'm like, he's going to crack 100 yards. Nope, he get hurt. I can't do, you know what?
That.
Exactly. Damn.
And you were like, what? Oh, shit.
Was like, Jesus. And had I played one or two people, probably the week prior, I'd have won.
Yeah, it's 2 weekends, dude. Yeah. Yeah, stinks.
Sucks, yeah.
Yeah, I had a guy, my coworker, he was telling me he was in the championship. He lost partly because of a Vikings defense just went stupid. Or I guess the dude he must have had got the dude he was playing. I think he had Jordy Nelson. It's like, God damn it! Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, week 17 ruined a gang of people.
Yep. Fucking
hey. All right, man. Well, let's cheer you up a little bit.
All right.
Getting at least to these good awards. Let's start off as usual. 2017, start off with the Norse Awards.
Norse.
Norse! All right. I have two quick ones, both football. First one is going to Tom Brady, past Dan Marino for fourth in career passing yards, over 61,000. I don't know if he's going to catch, he ain't catching Peyton Manning or Brett Favre, any of them. But this dude, he just keeps moving up. They got him given that. He's a winner. He keeps on winning. Hopefully he does not win another Super Bowl, but we'll see how that goes. And my other one is going to Jameis Winston, first player to start off his career with consecutive 4,000 passing yard seasons.
The first?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Damn.
I mean, that was funny. That was a Drake draft class for quarterbacks. At least the first two. Funny how the first two look versus these first two from this season.
It's like day and night.
Yep. Hopefully it's with, but yeah, that's what I got.
All right. For my noise award, it's going out. I only got one.
All right.
I'm going to give it to Cam Newton. As much as we be crapping on Cam, when it comes to kids, you know, Cam Newton, he's a very classy guy. There is a young man, a 10-year-old kid by the name of Austin Deckard, who is a huge Auburn fan. Unfortunately, this young man has a heart condition called, let me get this right, pulmonary hypertension. I don't know like the details of it, but it can be terminal. And pretty much his biggest wish, his wish was to meet Cam Newton. So I think it was last Tuesday, I guess Cats was blowing up Cam Newton's phone. I was saying, hey, this kid wants to meet you and blah, 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 blah. So Cam didn't have to go, but, you know, took it upon himself to go to the hospital to meet this kid. And the video is kind of emotional just because when you see Cam walk in, you see the kid look, see, and his eyes just brighten up and he gives him like the biggest hug and he embraces him for like a while. Like it was a lengthy hug. Like he hugged him for a long time. You know, they talked, they had a good time, all that stuff, and it was just cool to see. You know, especially with this young kid who, you know, possibly we don't know how long he has to live, but on a side note, I did read that I guess the surgery he had to have was successful.
No, nice.
So good deal for the kid and his family, and you know, prayers out to them. But I just thought that was a cool gesture by Cam Newton. We all know he, you know, we don't talk about it enough in the media and everything, but you know, all the handing the footballs off to the kids, and he's always been, when it comes to at least to the kids, he's been a class act and a guy. So I give Cam definitely kudos for that, you know, and taking the time out of his you know, out of his time to go meet this young man and hang out with him for a while. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I mean, Cam gets a lot. I mean, with some of the things he says and his antics on the field and whatnot. But like you said, when it comes to kids, that's where his passion lies off the field. So, you know, I'm happy he can do that. There's a lot of good guys who do that kind of stuff. I should have mentioned the one with Melo giving a – I can't remember.
Oh, giving that. Yeah, I think it was that kid who has cancer or something.
Yeah, and gave him a
car.
Yeah, a car with his family, and they were just crying. And he's just like, all right, yeah, George Karl. I mean, yes, he's probably he can be a dick on the court and all that, but, you know, Carmelo, this guy's got heart. A lot of them want to do right for the people in their lives, and you know, they know that they blessed if in their situation and want to give back in different ways.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm glad to see that.
Absolutely. All right. That's all I got.
Now I'm back to the laughs again.
What? Oh, Lord.
What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, I just got one.
All right.
Reggie Bush.
Uh-oh.
Baylor, I know you're going to love this. We all know Reggie Bush was very electric in his heyday, and, you know, SC brought SC a title and all that good stuff.
In that heyday.
But this nigga this last season.
Oh, shit.
Had probably the worst season for a running back in NFL history.
Oh,
shit. Reggie Bush became the first non-quarterback with 10 carries or more since 1970. Finished the season with negative yards.
Wait, what?
This nigga had 12 carries for negative 3 yards on the season.
Damn!
12
nigga,
carries for negative 3 yards?
Negative 3 yards.
He said, in the first non-QB since the 60s?
The first non-QB since 1970 with at least 10 carries in the season to finish with negative yards.
Damn.
Nigga, you need to retire. Your quickness is gone. His quickness is gone. I don't know. Considering the Buffalo Bills led the league in rushing, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, they was getting something out of everybody.
God, Reggie Bush, just call it quits, please. Just retire.
Yeah, you've been bouncing around. It just hasn't worked. His best time was what, with Miami a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, God, I'll never forget that draft where they took Mario Williams ahead of him. People were like, what? That don't make no sense.
And who did he draft by? New Orleans?
New Orleans. He went number two.
Yeah.
And then Vince Young was third. God.
And only one of them is doing all right, at least. At least. If you call Mario Williams. Mario Williams has been, he's been the best one. That's funny. Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess Houston was right.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Even though they still looking for a quarterback.
Yep. but that's all I got.
Damn. I just have one. I had to think about it and find what it was. But Kmart mentioned it earlier in the show. And I just had to say it. When I saw that motherfucking video.
You got knocked the fuck out.
God damn.
Ronda Rousey.
When the video, when it's that short that it can be on a damn Vine and shit. Because I saw the video and it was like, oh, this is the video. You can hear her corner talking. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm gonna hear her talk for like a little bit. And I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, wait a minute, this the whole fight? Amanda Nunes knocked her out in 48 seconds.
Yep, I saw it on Twitter.
God damn. I was watching it like, chew. And I was like, okay, she getting some hits. And, ooh. God damn. Oh, she threw another. Ooh. Yeah, that's about it.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, I was just like, wow. And I heard a guy on the radio. He made a great explanation for it. He was like, you know, when it comes to boxing, you know, if you lose like basically a title fight in boxing, you at least will get a fight or two to kind of get yourself back up before they schedule for another title fight.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, not in UFC. And she, you know, she the big name. And it's like, you know, she got her butt whooped. And it's like, okay, let's just throw her back out there again in another title fight.
She didn't look ready.
No, and now it's like, yeah, I saw John Jones is like, yo, she just, you know, just take your time and whatever. But, I mean, when she lost the first time, it was almost like I felt like hurting myself. Or just, you know, basically like my whole life just is in the shambles right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, look, I know you was the shit for about like some years. But, yeah, it's embarrassing. But now you like, oh, now I'm done. Like, okay, come on. But yeah, after this, I've heard
some people say she should retire.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Bernard Hopkins. I mean, that shit. God damn. And even he was like, nah, I just fell. I didn't get hit out. Like, okay.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem with, because she got so big and was like that person, everybody was, you know, the whole can she fight Mayweather type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, do people even want to see you fight, period?
Yep. It's amazing how quick you can fall.
Yeah, it can. When you on that top and you, that moment when you were like, I don't want to shake her hand. I'm better than
yep.
that. Okay. Yep. Bloop.
You got to humble yourself.
Yeah, this one was, that girl was on her ass. Just beating the shit out of her to the point it was like, stop the fight. That's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, if she can still fight and she wants to fight, go right ahead. I'm usually I catch these things after the fact. I'm not I don't spend the time and all that to watch UFC. I've watched enough of it to know it's. I enjoy it. I don't know it like that. But she, it's almost like, yo, you got to go way back and start again.
Yeah, you gotta work your way back up.
Yeah, and the problem is when you've been to the highest of heights, people just are like, I don't want to see you fight these little folk.
Yep.
You should be better than that. And you ain't, so yeah, forget it.
Yep.
So if she wants to fight, go ahead. Maybe she can build herself up. It's just, you know, when you're undefeated and you're knocking fools out, you locking them up, you're popular, you're doing movies, everybody love you. Like, oh, this Ronda Rousey, she be kicking asses.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you get your ass kicked. Like, and what was that? Harlem Nights, quick on somebody's ass? Oh, you mean to get your ass whipped quick? It's just like, damn. Because now it's like, of course, now all them roles that Hollywood was offering you, they're off the table.
Yep.
Nah, we don't need you. Now all of a sudden, you're not as attractive anymore.
Yep.
Like, damn.
It sucks, doesn't it?
That's why you got to be humble as hell.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You got to humble yourself. You can't get too big for your britches now.
Nah, you got to keep it. You got to stay level. You know, as Kawhi Leonard says.
Knew we wanted to have some fun, you know, execute. Play one quarter at a time, give 100%.
You got to keep it level. Do the Tim Duncan face. You won. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I hate to see people go like through some shit like that. I mean, I'm saying if she loves a fight, I hope she continues and hopefully she gets an opportunity to. But if that's it, you had a nice run. I heard you got like $3 million off the fight. Stack your paper.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, boxing ain't no long-term thing anyways, or MMA, so find out what you're going to do next.
Yes, sir.
All right, so thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. If you want to get at us directly, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. And you can always find us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank all of you out there for the first-time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for just taking the time to just check us out to see what we're about up in here. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys, of course, for keeping up with us for the long haul. If you did love the show, go ahead and leave those reviews. We do appreciate the 5-star kind, but we will gladly take whatever you think we have deserved and earned. And if you really enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about it. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see who we got today. Well, seeing as I'm recording in my son's room tonight, go ahead and tell your cribs. Tell your heaters. Tell your blocks. Tell your Woody dolls. Tell your books. Tell your Dr. Seuss's. Tell Winnie the Pooh. Tell Mickey Mouse. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it's going down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.